I started looking into it a little bit for after the in the wake of the latest stock market crash, really, when everybody was saying, "Oh, blimey, the FTSE has lost sort of 28%, 27%, or whatever." And I think, like a lot of people, I went through a long stage in my life of thinking, that actually worrying about your pension was, a sure sign of a very boring person, and I really didn't bother. And then I went through a stage of thinking, well, actually, maybe this is a little bit more important than I thought it was, and I should take an interest, but I was frankly too scared to do so. And then finally, I got around to it. I thought, well, really, I'd better have a look at it now. And I discovered, I suppose not to my great surprise, but to my, certainly to my horror, my pension pot too had lost something like 30% of its value over the last 12 months. And that kind of really got me thinking, really, and I started digging around. And it is a very, I mean, it's a very sad thing that pensions just turn people off. But it is sad because, I mean, I think it is actually incontestable that Britain has really one of the worst pension systems in the developed world. I can't imagine how it's possible to get much worse. We have, at one and the same time, we have the lowest state pension in Europe. At the moment it's about 97 quid a week. With a bit of luck, you might get that boosted to about 124. That's your state pension. To qualify for that, you have to have very few savings, and you have to have contributed your national insurance through all the working years of your life. It is so low. Our state pension is so low, partly because Margaret Thatcher, in one of her first moves coming to power, she sort of de-linked it from wages. And coupled it instead to inflation, which means it's probably lost about 50% of its value over the last 30-odd years. So on the one hand, we have the lowest state pension in Europe. And on the other hand, I mean, that didn't really matter. When Thatcher did that 30 years ago, nobody really kicked up a fuss, because at that stage, we all had, or most of us, a very, very large number of us, had, reasonably generous company schemes, these kind of salary pension schemes, which paid you a guaranteed percentage of your, of your salary over your years in work. Those, because we're all living so much longer, a phenomenal amount longer now, companies started phasing those out at, relatively recently, over the last 10, 15 years or so. And only 15% of us are actually now in a generous guaranteed final salary pension scheme. The rest of us are in these what's called defined contribution schemes, which invest in the stock market. I mean, in effect, what's happened is basically, pensions in Britain have been privatized. We put our retirement savings, which is the money that we're going to need when we've got no chance of earning any other kind of money, we happily pass it on to these middlemen who make a fortune out of investing it on the stock market for us. I mean, who could possibly have imagined that it was wise to entrust money that was that important to the stock market? So on one hand, these guys, they make a fortune out of it. And on the other hand, we're left to the vagaries of the stock market, as a result of which I and you and probably a lot of other people have lost, up to a third of the value of their pension pot. And even if we do succeed in saving a lot, quite a lot of money, it's going to give us absolutely a pitiful income at the end of it. The average amount that the average British working person saves into one of these defined contribution schemes is something like £25,000 to £30,000, John, which is going to give us, at the current rate, an annual retirement income. This is annual, not monthly, an annual retirement income of about £1,500.